Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. The scriptures tell us of the importance of discerning between things that are good and things that are evil. Satan is particularly good at counterfeiting thoughts and feelings and making us think that something is of God and that something's good when it really isn't. One of the most important things that we can learn in this life is to discern the feelings and the thoughts of the Spirit from the counterfeit feelings and thoughts of other sources around us, including Satan. Something I've struggled with all of my life is anxiety. It affects me spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and sometimes even physically. Most of the time, it manifests itself to me through fearful thoughts about the future. And sometimes these thoughts are so disturbing and disruptive to my life that I just completely break down and become emotional, and it's really hard to move past them. But I have learned over the years, and through professional counselors and reading the scriptures, praying, personal revelation, and in talking with my husband and family members and friends about this, I've learned that there is spiritual power in knowing where these evil, fearful thoughts can come from. In August 1978, an article was written in the LDS Ensign magazine, and the author, a professor of English at BYU, gives a list of how we can discern between the presence and the absence of the Spirit. So he said, when you do have the Spirit, you feel happy, calm, and clear-minded. You feel generous. You're not offended easily. You're not ashamed of what you're doing. You're eager to be with people and you want to make them happy and reach out to them. You're happy for other people when they succeed. You feel like being obedient and keeping God's commandments. You feel in control of your life in many different aspects. You feel in control of your sleep schedule, of your eating, of how you spend your time. You think about the Savior often. You also feel confident and happy, and you're glad to be alive. Now, on the other hand, when you don't have the Spirit, you feel unhappy, depressed, confused, and frustrated. You might feel possessive or self-centered or resentful of demands that other people are making on you. You get very easily offended. You suddenly become secretive and evasive and don't want anyone else to see what you're doing. You start avoiding people, especially people that you love and members of your family. You start to become really envious and resentful of other people. You don't have a desire to pray. You don't have a desire to go to church or to be obedient or to fulfill the things that you know God wants you to do. You feel a strong emotional pull to things that you wouldn't normally be drawn to. You feel like you can't control your feelings, such as hate, jealousy, anger, lust, hunger, or fatigue. It's not natural for you to think about the Savior. He seems kind of irrelevant in your life at this point. You also get easily discouraged and wonder if life is really worth it. So when I'm reading this article that was in the Ensign in August 1978, seeing these lists of how you feel when you have the Spirit and how you feel when you don't have the Spirit really makes things clear to me. Because I know, for example, when I feel happy, calm, and clear-minded, I'm so motivated to do good things. I'm so motivated to better my life and to be with people I love, and that's what the Spirit would want me to do. On the other hand, when I feel unhappy or confused or fearful or just really anxious and nervous, I know that those thoughts and feelings are coming from a different source. They're not coming from the Spirit. And a lot of people ask, how do I know if something is revelation or if it's just my own thoughts and feelings? And I think these lists can help you as well. If the thoughts and feelings you're getting inspire you to help people, to do good things, if they inspire you to be happy and calm and generous and better than you were yesterday, I think you can take those thoughts as revelation. You can take those thoughts as answers from Heavenly Father. But if you feel the opposite, you might need to reevaluate and talk to someone about the things that you're thinking and feeling. I also love how the list says that one of the biggest indicators of knowing if you have the Spirit or not is whether you have a desire to pray or not. And in the Book of Mormon, in 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 8, it says, "For if ye would hearken unto the Spirit which teacheth a man to pray, ye would know that ye must pray, for the evil spirit teacheth not a man to pray, but teacheth him that he must not pray." Turning to God in our struggles of discernment will only bring us peace. I hope that you can remember these things about how people feel when they have or when they don't have the Spirit. Thoughts can be very confusing, very misleading sometimes, but if you pay attention to your feelings and you trust that God will tell you to do things that uplift and make your life better and the lives of others better, you'll feel peace. And that's what we're talking about all month long on the Mormon Channel. We're going to close with a quote from Sister Neil F. Marriott, and she said, simply, "Do you know how important you are? The Spirit will help reaffirm your value and your worth to you through thoughts and feelings. Satan and other influences of the world will not. They'll make you question your worth and your value in the eyes of the world and the eyes of God." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.